This is the fastest hour in radio. Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105. Your home for NASCAR. Now, live from the Optimize You studio, here's Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield.
Happy Monday, everybody, and welcome in to Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You here on Rock 105. What beautiful weather we have outside, and a wonderful time to talk about race two of the round of 16. Go bowling at the Glen, an exciting late race pass by Chris Buescher, past new fan favorite SVG, leads to an exciting finish at Watkins Glen. And we're two races down, one race at Bristol to go in the first round of the playoffs, the round of 16. So we got tons to talk about, several drivers in a must-win situation heading into Bristol. We'll run down points, we'll run down standings, we'll let you know exactly what's going on in and around NASCAR. So you know what? It'll be fun. Sit back, relax, crank the windows down. It's time for Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105. And sitting across from me, ladies and gentlemen, the reason I show up each and every Monday, holidays included, it is Sean Whitfield of the Whitfield Media Group.
Hey, good evening. Happy to be here. I thought the other reason you showed up here is you like being
the love of NASCAR and the fans.
Yeah, the love of NASCAR, and then all of our great listeners out there that tune in to us on their ride home, or maybe they're just hanging out outside on near the grill, grilling up some food.
Super producer Chuck tuned in for that as well.
So I think it's probably twofold, isn't it?
Yeah, that's it. I can't quit you. That's a famous line from some movie. I can't remember.
You know, we have been show married for a long time.
But I was thinking this weekend, as the weather was pretty. You've got a big slate of college football games. Mm-hmm. You've got a big slate of NFL games. You've got NASCAR playoffs. I don't know how many WNBA fans we have out there, but like Caitlin Clark is a lot of fun to watch, and she's breaking records and getting ready to go to the playoffs. Baseball's kind of getting into its close to playoff time for them. You name it, there's just a lot of sports to go. It's just a good time to be alive and to be a sports fan right now.
And that means there's a lot of competition in sports.
A lot of
world.
Competition for eyeballs, that is for sure.
And then you throw in a golf tournament here and there.
You know, the LPGA, so the ladies PGA, they had their version of the Ryder Cup, the Solheim Cup this weekend, mm-hmm. which took place in Virginia somewhere, but that was a good time. And now the President's Cup is coming up in a week or two on the men's side. So yeah, it's everything.
ESPN has been covering pickleball now for a year or two. I noticed, I think it was Saturday, CBS was even getting
in on pickleball.
A pickleball tournament in Atlanta.
Man.
So CBS, one of the top four networks, is into pickleball as well.
Here's the thing. I don't want to watch or play tennis. So why I want to watch or play a slightly easier and dumbed down version, I don't get. Now, I'm not crapping on pickleball. I've never played it. It may be all the fun in the world.
Until you play it, you know, you can't.
But I just can't imagine that, like, ooh, that's my thing, and tune in to watch it. Like, you play racquetball with our buddy Jared, right?
Mm-hmm.
I have played racquetball. That's a lot of fun. I would not tune in to even just watch you and Jared play. I know you guys.
I would love to see you on a racquetball court. That would be very entertaining. Won't you play with us sometime?
I'll do it.
I've got extra rackets.
Yeah, I'll do it.
So you will play?
I'll play racquetball with you, yeah.
Okay.
Where do y'all play? Do you still go to that weird
Gym? We go to Gym? Fitness Central across the street here.
The gym?
Used to be the sports bar, now it's Fitness Central.
Can't go into there.
Oh, yeah, you can.
Yeah.
Why not?
That's personal motto. I don't go into gyms. Gyms come to me.
Okay. Yeah. You're used to only riding by gyms.
The world is my gym.
Yeah, you're not used to walking into one. You're only used to riding by and seeing my vehicle at him.
I'll play with Jared. I talked to him the other day. We texted. We're going to start playing golf when he gets healed up. So
I thought he was healed up. He's playing racquetball.
Yeah, he was given a little bit more time for his wrist, but he's getting ready to get it back out there. Yeah. And he said, let's go play. I said, absolutely. That'd be fun.
So what'd you do all weekend? Anything fun?
No, I mean, you know,
it must have been an exciting weekend. You came out with that with a ball of fire.
You know, Oklahoma State won their game. Didn't see you or Mrs. Whitfield at Mass. I got to play golf yesterday.
We rode by and
gorgeous weather yesterday. Me and my buddy were the first ones out.
You got permission to play?
Finished the round in 3 hours. Had the place to ourselves. Gorgeous. It's golf season right now.
But you got permission to play?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, okay. I told her. I was like, hey, I'm going to play. As long as it's okay with you.
Yeah.
That's the way I did it.
You know what? That was probably in your best interest to do it. And the wisest way to approach it. Of course, this next weekend, I think you shared with me earlier, you're going to be solo, so you're going to be able to play all kinds of football, or not football, but golf and watch all kinds of football and NASCAR.
I'm batching it. Like, it's...
You get to see what it's like to live like me.
There's not going to be a vegetable in the house. I can promise you. It is nothing but sports and booze and good food.
Well, I did watch my share of college football, got my share of NASCAR, and browsed over the pickleball for about 10 minutes, and then I moved on. But my Georgia Bulldogs, man, they gave me anxiety.
That was a good game. I can't say it was very exciting, but it was a good game.
I needed to try to cool off. I was under a lot of stress Saturday night, 13-12.
Ugly game.
Well, I wouldn't call it ugly.
Okay, anytime a football game ends 13-12, that's an ugly game. It was competitive. It was good, but yeah. Ugly game.
Well, ugly game is when you just like get blistered and battered, and I mean, that's considered an ugly game.
I would rather win 48-45 than win 13-12.
It's the just definition of an ugly game has the Florida State logo next to it.
Those are pretty ugly too. And Florida. Yeah. In fact, the entire state of Florida. Throw in
that's a good
so point. Miami University is really good this year. The other two teams are just a dumpster fires. And they're gonna play sometime this year and it's gonna be god awful.
Yeah. The Florida head coach, I'm trying to remember his name.
Billy Napier.
Yeah, Billy. I think his days are numbered.
Oh, I think his days would have been numbered before the season, but Florida's schedule is so tough that you could have had, I don't know, Saban himself send him over there with all of Saban, and they're still not going to be very good this year.
And I don't know how Notre Dame came out this weekend, but you know, last weekend
got a little talking to
was pretty ugly. I mean, they ended up having a team like UTC come in and play them. And they walked away with a paycheck of about $1.4 million.
Yeah,
it was one of them lower.
It's not FBS.
Yeah, it's one of them low teams. Not this past weekend. Okay. The weekend before.
NIU, Northern Illinois University, is who beat Notre Dame.
14-7 or 17-14, wasn't it?
So you may recall Northern Illinois because there was a running back they had years ago that was very good, was drafted by Atlanta and had a really good career for the Atlanta Falcons. Sean, Mr. Football, since you have a podcast, I'll
no, I
there's,
have,
there's a little trivia for
we
you.
Have a radio show of college football.
Well,
but I am not the star. I can just assure you of that. But yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that because College Football Radio, presented by Medicare Misty on Rock 105 and 103.7 Kiss FM, the show's so big and so powerful, it takes two radio stations, and you can listen to us each Saturday morning, 9 a.m., and we're going to get you up to date with all SEC football. Nothing but SEC.
Notre Dame played Purdue, which is a school in the Big Ten.
This past weekend?
Yes.
How did they
home
do?
Of Drew Brees. They won 66-7.
Okay.
But Purdue's a big-time school. I mean, it's not like a Chattanooga or anything. And Michael the Burner Turner is the correct answer for Northern Illinois' famous player from a few years ago. There you go.
Yeah, but that was a game that Notre Dame should have
absolutely
lost.
Absolutely should have won hands down, yeah.
Yeah. They're even talking about their head coach would be the cheapest contract to buy out. It would only cost the university about $4 million.
I remember Lou Holtz, who was a longtime coach of Notre Dame, when they were going to hire him. This is, of course, years ago when coaches, you know, didn't make so much money. But they say, here's the thing: you're always going to make less than the head of Notre Dame. And he's a priest and took a vow of poverty. So I always thought that's pretty good.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Are you a big Notre Dame fan since you're Catholic?
No, not at all.
Okay. And I'm sure your daughter will end up going to Notre Dame.
She goes to Notre Dame High School. Yeah, like I'm okay with the local Notre Dame High School doing good, but I don't.
Because I got several friends.
I don't cheer for Notre Dame.
I've got several friends that are alumni of Notre Dame.
Like the real Notre Dame or the one here in town?
Here in town.
Oh, yeah. Great school. And I will be a fan.
And they're big Notre Dame college fans because it's Catholic and part of the family.
No. If Notre Dame.
I didn't know if the Oars would be that way.
If Notre Dame played Oklahoma State, which they did in a bowl game a few years ago, I was very much cheering for Oklahoma State. And we did win, by the way. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Well, I'm glad you had a good weekend. Mine was a good one. Got in plenty of football.
Lots of yard work.
You know.
Did you skip leg day at all?
Yeah, I skipped that over the weekend. I got everything else in. My yard is starting to look like it's all Bermuda, and it's starting to look like it does during the winter months.
Yeah, we need some rain
because, you know, all that rain that was forecasted by our friends, David Glenn over at News Channel 9, great guy, went to school with him, but the 70 and 80% chance forecast, it was in last Thursday's and Friday's forecast, didn't happen. Of course, David was not the only one that was predicting those same forecasts. But nevertheless, I was disappointed because we desperately need the rain. No doubt about it. If I'm not mistaken, didn't the Florida game have rain? Or no? Was it South Carolina?
Somebody had rain. That was a good game, South Carolina.
Yeah, South Carolina LSU was a good game.
Sean, why don't you just turn on your irrigation system?
I just don't want to run my water bill up.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah. Do you run an irrigation system?
Well, yeah, of course. I mean, that's how else am I going to keep my grass and my plants alive?
Yeah, that's why you get those nasty notes from the Homeowners Association. All right. We did have a great weekend of NASCAR. We did get in race number 2 at Watkins Glen and road course racing, the Go Bowling at the Glen. We saw a outstanding green-white checker finish. Chris Buescher took the win from SBG.
Very exciting last lap that saw Chris Buescher do a little bump and run on SBG. SBG tries to get close enough to him at the very end, but loses a little bit of traction, and that allows Chris Buescher. And they listen to this, the buildsubmarines.com number 17. I don't think that's a name that expected to see itself in victory lane, but what a win for him. What an exciting race. And Sean, really, what a leaderboard. I mean, this close to the playoffs. We're in the playoffs. This close to the cutdown round. And not a lot of guys that needed to have a good day had a good day. Bit of a point shakeup as well.
It was. And then we just got the race started good a few laps in. We started seeing wrecks happening and cars spinning, and saw Denny Hamlin. He had a bad day. But there was a good day for some. And then, of course, as we said, Chris Buescher got the win. He was the spoiler. He wasn't able to make it in to the playoffs, but he was able to at least get that one win so far of the season. Well, we're going to break all that down and more here as we continue. But first, want to make sure you know that we are presented by Optimize You. You can find them online at OptimizeYouChattanooga.com. That's OptimizeYouChattanooga.com. Also, too, if you miss any portion of today's program, you can find us in podcasts. Just go to your favorite podcast platform and search RacingTalkRadio.com. That's, Racing Talk Radio Download. That's Racing Talk Radio Download. All right, we got more NASCAR to come as we continue. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us.
We'll be back faster than the last lap at Talladega. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Are you into fitness, bodybuilding, or just want to live a healthy life?
Are you looking for a new show that's very entertaining and different?
Well, I've got the show for you.
It's Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You. It's a podcast that achieves all of these goals.
Join professional bodybuilder Matt Davis, me, Darren Johnson, and Sean Whitfield.
You can find Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You, at all major podcast platforms.
Also, check out our website, ChattanoogaFitnessDownload.com.
Are you looking to take control of your health and live your best life? Then this is the podcast for you. Join Josh Porter and Mandy Livingston as they share cutting-edge research, practical tips, and inspiring stories to help you optimize your physical, mental, and emotional health. From nutrition and exercise to hormone optimization, we cover it all. So tune in to Optimize Health and start empowering your health one episode at a time. You can find Optimize Health at your favorite podcast platforms or online at OptimizeHealthNow.com.
Vector Security can create you a home automation solution that will give you the convenience and peace of mind of being able to control your security system, lights, locks, video, thermostat, and more, all from your Vector Security app.
Vector Security provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats.
Vector Security has 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and is 100% wireless.
Choose Vector Security. Find them online at vectorsecurity.com.
NASCAR fans, listen up. NASCAR is a sport where testosterone is a must. Optimize You has got you covered. Join Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr Mondays at 6 p.m. for Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at SilverdaleBC.com.
Listen up, Chattanooga. We've got a radio show that's just for you.
On the Move Radio, presented by Medicare Misty on 98.1 The Lake, each Saturday morning at 9 a.m.
We're a radio show that's all about Chattanooga and the Tennessee Valley.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Quarter as we discuss government, events, entertainment, lifestyle, and so much more.
For past shows, check out onthemoveradio.com.
A production of Whitfield Media Group.
Do you love Southeastern College football? If so, we've got the show for you. It's College Football Radio, presented by Medicare Misty on Rock 105 and 103.7 KISS FM. SEC at its best. Join us each Saturday morning at 9 a.m. on Rock 105 and 103.7 KISS FM. Nothing but the best in SEC football talk and information. That's College Football Radio, presented by Medicare Misty on Rock 105 and 103.7 KISS FM. Production from the Whitfield Media Group.
More NASCAR ahead with Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield. Now, back to the show. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Welcome back to the program's Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 105. Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr each and every Monday at 6 o'clock, getting you up to speed on all things NASCAR, including points, standings, who's doing what, where, when. The important thing to know, Watkins Glen is over. The next race is in Bristol, right up the road at the Bullring. That will be race 3 out of the round of 16. So after Bristol, the bottom four drivers in the standings of the top 16 will drop off, and we will move forward to the round of 12. Big win for Chris Buescher at Watkins Glen. Dramatic last lap pass around Shane Von Gisenberg, SVG, also known as. And the buildsubmarines.com number 17 goes to victory lane. So with that, all attention turns towards Bristol. And NASCAR has done a heck of a job with scheduling this year when it comes to the playoffs, because race 3 of round 2 is at Bristol. I mean, we know bad things happen and it can go south very quickly in Bristol.
It would be race three of round one
at Bristol. We know things can go very wrong at Bristol. You can get caught up in a wreck, almost like a super speedway, hard on cars, hard on drivers. And
hard on attitudes and patience.
Then we go Kansas, then Talladega, which is always a roll of the dice before the third race in round two at the Charlotte Motor Speedway road course. Then we go road course racing as the third race before the next round. And then the round of eight, right before we get to the round of four, Martinsville Speedway is your third race. So Bristol, a road course race after Talladega, and then Martinsville. Those are the three races that decide who's moving on to the next round or possibly become your champion. Pretty crazy.
And the Bristol race is going to be coming up next Saturday. As Casey said, we are going to have cooler temperatures, which should make things a lot nicer and draw some high attendance with race fans attending that race. The Bass Pro Shop night race, and that's going to be kicking off at 7:30 p.m. on USA. Georgia has a bye week coming up this weekend. So
Tennessee plays the University of Oklahoma
at 7:30.
At the same time as the Bristol race. Talk about competition. I mean, yes, Bristol's right here in Tennessee's backyard, but Tennessee looks really good, and OU is a new member of the SEC, a national brand. It's on primetime. A lot of eyeballs going to be on that.
That's where you pull it up on your YouTube TV on your phone or whoever you stream with, and you've got the football game going on there on your phone, and then you're in the grandstands watching the race at Bristol.
I definitely think you're hitting the last button that goes back to the channel before, and the minute one comes on to commercial, you go back to the one that was before. Just go back and forth all night.
Yeah.
And then every time you're like, oh, gosh, what's happening in the game? Oh, gosh, what's happening in the race? So
that's where you use the old DVR a lot.
Yeah. All right. So do you DVR sporting events? I know you do with races.
I DVR every NASCAR race.
My mother-in-law DVRs. She will DVR, like, she's an LSU fan, right? So she'll DVR the LSU game, but won't start watching it until in real time it's halfway done. That way she can start at the beginning and skip commercials.
Hmm.
And she's always telling me if I'm doing something, she goes, well, just record it. In a world of like social media and me knowing the lot that something's happening live, mm-hmm. I cannot record an Oklahoma State game if I know it's happening right now. I would rather just miss the game and you tell me what happened later than to actually sit there and watch a game that I already know is over, even though I don't know the result. I just can't do it.
Well, for example, Saturday I DVR'd the Georgia Kentucky game. Well, that game wasn't over until nearly 11:30. And, you know, I'm getting old and I'm used to going to sleep before 11. So I fell asleep before the fourth quarter. So the next morning, you know, I'm up by around 6. And I looked at my phone, saw the score.
Okay, so why even go back and watch it?
Yeah, but I saw the score, but I wanted to go and see and see how it ended.
God, that is such an old person
move. And so I got to watch the fourth quarter, and I scanned through the commercials. So it didn't take very long, and I got, because the final 3 minutes of the game was, you know, what you wanted to be watching of that game. And so, yeah, I was still able to get it all. But I can't tell you how many times I'll be watching a sporting event, and by 10:30 or 11, man, it's all I can do to stay awake and see it all.
I don't mind DVRing shows.
Do you not ever fall asleep like that?
Mm, no.
So you always stay awake till the end of a race or the end of a football
game. If it's an Oklahoma State game, I can't sleep. Huh. Now, if I'm just sitting there not doing anything and watching Colorado and Colorado State or whatever it was, I didn't fall asleep, but like I lost interest in
it. What if you were pulling a Casey Orr and you'd been playing golf and drinking beer all day?
I would go crack another beer. That'd keep me awake. It's all about positioning, though. What you do is you don't lay on the couch.
That doesn't make you tired and drowsy from the day?
No, listen, full of vigor.
It's just called a lot of practice you've had.
when the game, now, if it, I don't know, if it's 45-3 and we're playing, you know, the school of the blind, I might fall asleep. But there's no way I would fall asleep if I'm a Georgia fan and we're playing freaking Kentucky and it's way too close of a game, and you're just waiting to screw something up and give them, oh, no, there's no way.
Now, here's what really ticks me off is I've got the DVR set. It's a Sunday afternoon. We've got things Kim and I are planning to do, and I'm going to have to watch the race off the DVR. And then there is a rain delay. So I've got the DVR automatically set every week to record the race. Well, if that race runs 30 minutes to an hour over, then my DVR has cut off, and I don't get to see the end of the race.
You've got to, yeah, you've got to record the thing after it.
Yeah. So that right there, you know, is annoying. If I have any idea that there's possibly rain in the forecast, I'll go and also record the programs after the race to just be assured that I'm going to be able to see it all. But yeah, that's happened to me some in the past. But you ought to try. You might like doing more, a little more DVR.
No, I got to see it when it's happening. It's the only way my brain works.
You ought to try it. You'll like it. All right, let's get into the results of the race at Watkins Glen. A very exciting race in the 90-lap race of road course racing. And as we were talking about in the previous segment, Chris Buescher gets the win. It's his sixth victory in 321 NASCAR Cup Series races. His first win of 2024 and the 13th top 10 finish in 2024 as well. SVG, Steve Van Gisbergen.
What a shame.
Posted his first top 10 finish in one race at Watkins Glen. It's his first top 10 finish in 2024. And do you know why it's his first top 10 in 2024? Because he won at Chicago.
That's true. Shane Van Gisbergen. Don't call my boy Steve.
I said Shane.
You said Steve.
No, I thought said Shane. No. Anyway,
you are, you know,
Shane,
what?
if
that TV's not getting any closer.
And then, of course, Carson Hocevar came in third. He posted his first top 10 finish in one race at Watkins Glen.
Ever.
And also, he is a rookie. He was the highest finishing rookie. Running down the rest of the results, fourth spot, Ross Chastain. He was on the pole. Great day in the Busch Light Chevrolet. Fifth, Zane Smith. Sixth, Chase Briscoe. Seventh, Michael McDowell. Eighth, Corey LaJoy. Ninth, Ryan Preece. And 10th, Austin Cindric.
Only two playoff drivers in the top 10. Other drivers of note, Kyle Larson, 12th. Daniel Suarez, 13th. Christopher Bell, 14th. Let's see, Joey Logano in 15th place finish. Alex Bowman, 18th. Truex Jr., 20th. Bad day for Ty Gibbs, 22nd. Let's see, Denny Hamlin, 23rd, Harrison Burton, 24th, Brad Keselowski, 26th, Tyler Reddick, 27th, William Byron, 34th, and the lowest finishing playoff driver, Ryan Blaney, in 38th. Ouch. Ended up crashing with an accident.
So when you look at the guys that did not do well that were playoff drivers, you're going to throw Joey Logano in 15th, Alex Bowman, Chase Elliott, Martin Truex Jr., Ty Gibbs, Denny Hamlin, Harrison Burton, Keselowski, and Tyler Reddick. And then, of course, we can't forget Byron and Ryan Blaney. Ryan Blaney came in last with an accident, along with Ricky Stenhouse Jr. There were 7 caution flags for 21 laps and 11 lead changes among 9 drivers.
I want to say this is the first playoff race where not a single one of the top 5 was a playoff driver. That hasn't ever happened before. And so it just goes to show you that a lot of guys, like we just mentioned, you know, Ryan Blaney, William Byron, some of these playoff guys, this was not a good day for them and really kind of jumbled the points up and has brought an extra added pressure to the drivers, but an extra added, I don't know, incentive, drama, whatever you want to call it, for us, the viewer, next week. Mm-hmm. Because nobody earned a free pass into the next round of the playoffs. It is going to be points next week, except for perhaps one driver. And there's 10 to 11 spots available.
Yeah. I want to bring up a point that I hear Larry McReynolds make often. He's said this now for several years, and I want to see if you agree with it. And I wonder also if you've ever noticed this. Watkins Glen is nearly a 2.5-mile racetrack. It was a 92-lap race since it went into overtime. we had 7 caution flags for 21 laps. So 21 of the 92 we had under caution. Now, there was several caution flags that it took 3 to 4 laps
to get them all cleared up.
Yes. That's entirely too long.
That is way too long. I guess it has to do with, you know, on an oval track, everything you need to get the car off the track is right there, and you just pull them down and you can go. But a lot of times in these road courses, they may wreck in like the most inopportune place, and it's hard to get the stuff over there, get it out, get it cleaned up. But I'm with you, it takes way too long.
Yeah, but I mean, NASCAR's got track people located all around the track. I mean, you bring up a valid point, but it still seems like there's way too many laps under caution, especially on a track as long as Watkins Glen. And Larry McReynolds talks about it often. He has complained about it for quite some time, and I tend to agree with him.
Yeah, I do think that's, you know, it's going to take a lap or two every now and again, but every time you do that, not only are you breaking momentum for the drivers, you're breaking momentum for the viewer. Sean, we've talked about competition for eyeballs. Maybe I'm watching this and maybe I'm really into it, mm-hmm. but it's a caution. So let me go over here and check the Browns game or whatever. And all of a sudden it's really good. Well, I may just continue to tune into that and forget to check back over or miss a few laps because of something. That also means I've missed a few commercials for some of my advertisers. Yeah, it's not ideal.
Yeah, Denny Hamlin, after his strategy backfired at Atlanta, he needed a good run, and instead he qualified 22nd and then got collected up in a wreck on the first lap, and then another incident later in the race, and of course put him back into 23rd, and it's put him in a bad place in the points. And of course, we will dive into the driver's standings and where everybody is shaking out in the points coming up in the next segment. But in the meantime, we want to encourage you to check out Optimize U. You can find them online at OptimizeUChattanooga.com. Casey, are you experiencing low energy, no sex drive, weight gain, muscle loss? Oh, this is definitely you. Irritability and depression? Any of those symptoms?
When you ask me this question, irritability comes to mind.
Well, if you're experiencing any of those, you're not optimized.
I'm not optimized.
I need to,
you know, normal is not optimal.
That's right.
And you're certainly not normal.
You're hormone imbalanced. And you need to get over to Optimize U Chattanooga. They can't take care of me. They can take care of you. We encourage you to check them out online at OptimizeUChattanooga.com. Thank you so much for making us a part of your Monday. More NASCAR to come after the break. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us.
We'll be back quicker than Sean can drink another Monster Energy. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Hey, Chattanooga. Josh Porter here for Optimize U, Chattanooga's number one clinic for both men and women's hormone replacement. Are you suffering from fatigue, low libido, or just not feeling yourself? We are the answer you have been looking for. My team and I are here to help you become yourself again. So find us online at OptimizeUCenters.com.
Hi, I'm Sean Whitfield.
And I'm Blake Watson. Join us every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. for your home radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Featuring a variety of topics, all related to your home.
A production of Whitfield Media Group.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalafin Road and I-75.
NASCAR is cranking up, and Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr will get you right in the middle of it. Tune in Mondays at 6 p.m. for Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105, a production of Whitfield Media Group.
Every child deserves a chance for a healthy, happy life. But when pediatric cancer strikes, it leaves a lasting impact on not only the diagnosed child, but their parents and siblings too. The Austin Hatcher Foundation for Pediatric Cancer is here to erase the effects of childhood cancer and empower families to thrive during and after a cancer journey. Through a variety of support programs such as grief groups, counseling services, art and music therapy, and more, we provide comprehensive, no-cost services and care to children and their families. Join us in making a difference. Visit hatcherfoundation.org to learn more and get involved.
This is the fastest hour in radio with Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Down to my last cigarette, but it still ain't hit me yet. Maybe I'm just scared.
Welcome back to the program, Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You here on Rock 105. And perhaps, you know, you're like, wait, what did Sean say sometime? Or like, whoa, I was busy Monday and I missed what the guys, I missed the biting commentary on the weekend that was. Go to any of the platforms that you can download your favorite podcast from and you can find us, Sean, and you can listen again to this right here. This, you could listen again to what I'm saying now and it'll be the second time you heard it. You can do that. It is available at all of your favorite streaming locations. Coming up this weekend, Sean, race three in round one, the Bass Pro Shops night race from up the road in Bristol. One of the, I guess, more popular, certainly one of the races all the drivers want to win. Something about Bristol at nighttime under the lights brings us a lot of action, and it, you know what, it's never really meant more. It's going to be a chance for somebody to possibly get a win and guarantee they're moving on to the next stage of the playoffs. Or we know for one thing, four drivers' seasons are effectively going to be over, at least in the running for a championship, once the checkered flag drops at Bristol. That's coming up this Saturday night, the Bass Pro Shops night race from Bristol Motor Speedway.
Yes, we will find out which four drivers are going to be falling out of the championship come late Saturday night. One point I wanted to make regarding one of the playoff drivers from the race at Watkins Glen, Martin Truex Jr., did not end well for him, ended up going some laps down, finished 20th, but one thing was for sure, that things did go his way. He was stage one winner. So Martin Truex got a stage win.
So he got him a point. Good job,
he, Martin. He needed that, especially.
They're all going to matter right now.
He's been snake bit this year. He just, you know, barely made it in. It's almost like when you see interviews with him in the media, it's almost like he's ready. He's ready to be done.
Yeah, this is not the let me win every other race and go out on top, tra-la-la-la-la, that you see with some retirement. This has been a slog for him.
Yeah, I think he possibly even has regrets that he didn't end his NASCAR career at the end of last year.
Well, here's the thing. He's got eight races to end it in the best way possible. So Everything's out in front of him. He's Martin Truex Jr. Statistically, you're going to have to eventually get some of the breaks. Maybe if I'm him, I'm staying positive by saying maybe it's my turn to get the breaks late in the year. But yes, he does look like he looks older now than he did at the beginning of the season.
Well, and when you're a veteran driver and you've been in the series for nearly two decades, I think you oftentimes imagine, okay, number one, how do I know when my career is coming to an end, when I do need to walk away and retire? And then I'm sure as a driver, you're thinking, you know, I want to go out of the sport on top. I want to go out on the sport being competitive, winning races, and possibly still being a high contender for a championship. And that's just not working out for Martin Truex Jr.
So I thought about this. I was listening to the radio earlier today, and they had Steve Young on. So, you know, the Super Bowl MVP, you know, Hall of Famer Steve Young, quarterback for the 49ers. And the discussion was around, you know, Tua Tagovailoa, the quarterback that had another concussion. That
used for the Dolphins.
Used to play at Alabama, plays at Miami now. And a lot of the talk is like, should he retire? And whose choice should it be? Should the NFL make him retire because he's not going to want to? And it's funny. They were interviewing Steve Young, and he said, here's the thing. When you've got, you know, this God-given ability to do something, and you also work so hard to do it, and it's the one thing that you're the best at and you're really good at, and then other people want to come tell you, hey, you need to stop doing that. And I never thought of it that way, but, you know, we keep thinking like, oh, they've made a ton of money, they don't care anymore. Oh, they're plenty famous, they don't care. But it's also, it's what you're good at. I mean, this is what they've trained for. This is what they obviously enjoy doing. This is what they're really good at. And for someone to just say, it's time for you to hang it up, it's kind of like, who are you to say that? And you do. You get drivers. I think Martin Truex Jr., this hasn't been a great year, but he's going out when he's still obviously a championship-level driver. Probably couldn't say that about Jimmy Johnson, right? Just the equipment wasn't there. He wasn't racing as good. Kevin Harvick, I think he went out on top as a championship-level driver. Had a couple, a rough season or two on the way out, but he wasn't far removed from winning nine races. It's that balancing act of, you know, I want to go out when I'm still really good, but also you don't want to go out when you're still the best at doing what you're the best at.
Or you're a driver like Carl Edwards.
And, he just says to heck with it.
Yeah, and you're still one of the top drivers at your game, and at the end of the season, out of nowhere, you just make the statement, okay, I'm done. And when you leave the sport, you leave the sport, and you seldom ever even come back to visit.
That's the other side of it. When people get mad at people for retiring earlier, when you're going, you know what? It may be your dream to do that. They just happen to be really good at it.
Yeah.
And it's not their dream. So Barry Sanders, my favorite football player, you know, went to Oklahoma State, was the most fun running back to watch in the NFL for years. Would have broken every rushing record out there. But his 10th year, just decided during the offseason, as they're getting ready to come back to camp, took a vacation to Europe and just said, you know what? I'm not excited to go play football anymore. I retire. And he just retired. And he never came back. And he had five more good years ahead of him the way he was running. So, you know, to each his own. But I do think that Martin's got to feel good that he's going out still with plenty of talent. He's going out on his terms. But he's probably wishing he's had a little bit more luck this last year.
Yeah. Well, and you don't want to be one of those drivers, for example, like Matt Kenseth. If I recall, his retirement was somewhat forced. He was out of a job and no place to go.
You want to go before you're asked to leave.
Yeah.
But you also...
Or you are not marketable to where you can't even bring in any solid kind of sponsorship.
How many times did you've loathed the fact that, you know, Richard Petty held on too long, or DW held on too long?
Yeah, like, DW right, did.
Hey, we love you, but you are past your prime. I still think growing up as a kid, where I lived, you saw all the Cowboys games. And I remember as a kid, or I guess I was a little bit older, but watching Troy Aikman, his last year in Dallas. It was kind of like watching Peyton Manning, his last year in Denver. Like, dude, you just don't have it anymore. Peyton was on a really good team and able to get to the playoffs and win a Super Bowl, but it wasn't that way for Aikman. It was like, it's time to hang it up.
I tell you, a NASCAR veteran driver that I think went out on top, and he went out the way he wanted, was Rusty Wallace.
I mean, Rusty had an entire marketing campaign after his.
Yeah. However, I do think a little bit later after his retirement, he possibly had some regrets. I had heard an interview with him one time, and he was talking about that he questioned whether he went out too early. But, yeah, there was a long campaign with him and Miller of his farewell tour. And that's another interesting thing about this sport is some drivers – it's like a big deal, a farewell tour. Like Jeff Gordon is an example.
Oh, God.
All the tracks made a big deal out of it. Sponsors made a big deal out
of
it. You
can tear up every time.
And it was a huge deal. And then other drivers in their final year retirement, they hardly even get recognized. So it is an interesting situation when you start evaluating how some of these drivers and famous athletes – if I was a famous athlete, I would want to go out the way Tom Brady did.
See, I think
to where you retire, then you have a year break, and then you come back and you sign this gigantic sports media contract with one of the major networks.
See, I feel like Rusty was a couple years past his prime. He actually finished 10th his final.
But
he
was running in the playoffs.
Eighth. Yeah, he was.
Or the chase for the championship is what it was known as back in the day. All right. Well, speaking of the playoffs, let's get into the driver's standings after the race at Watkins Glen. Christopher Bell is leading 3 points over second place Austin Centric. Joey Logano is in third, Alex Bowman in fourth, and Daniel Suarez in fifth.
The 10 points separate the top five. I don't remember it ever being that close two races in with going to the third race. That is a jumble. Tyler Reddick in sixth, Chase Elliott seventh, Ryan Blaney eighth. Even after that terrible finish, Kyle Larson ninth, William Byron in the 10th spot. All right, Sean, everybody there from 10 and up, 21 or fewer points behind the leader. Then we fall down a bit. Chase Briscoe, 40 points behind. Ty Gibbs in 12th, 40. Denny Hamlin in 13th, 46. Brad Keselowski, 14th, 52. Truex Jr., 54. Harrison Burton, 60th. Sean, of the bottom four, Truex Jr., Brad Keselowski, Denny Hamlin, three of them are past champions and big names in the sport. Denny Hamlin, this is the year he's supposed to get his championship because there hasn't been a runaway winner. A lot of big names in jeopardy of missing out in the next round.
Yeah, yeah, you're right. It's
that NASCAR won't say it, but they really don't want that to be your bottom four.
Yeah. It's not necessarily good for business, is it?
You got to have a few of the older guys running.
Now, Denny Hamlin, he's in 13th place.
He did win, though, you're right.
46 points behind the leader. And Denny Hamlin runs well at Bristol. He has 5 victories in his career at Bristol Motor Speedway. So luck may be on his side.
Joey Logano's third place. He did win last week, so he's guaranteed to make it in, but he's going to make it in anyway. But yes, there is going to be, you know, Keselowski's had success at Bristol.
Yes, he has.
Man.
Yes, he has.
This is going to be, there's a little extra on the line.
Or could we have another spoiler
Saturday night
and see Kyle Busch?
Carson Hocevar going to get in there and get his first win. You never know. We talk about the drama. There will be the race, and there will certainly be the race within the race at Bristol during the night race.
Do you think we'll see another spoiler?
No, I don't. I think we're going to get one of the old regulars get a win.
You think so?
Yeah, it'll be, you know, Blaney or somebody, which would be cool. But I do think there is you get 20 laps to go in Bristol, and you got to have a good run, and someone in front of you is Sean, there's going to be a propensity for some bumping and running.
Yeah. I would agree. It's going to be a great race under the lights and one of only two concrete, or one of three concrete tracks that we have in the NASCAR Cup Series. So all that's going to be happening this Saturday night. All right. When we come back after the break, we're going to dive into a couple other topics in news in the world of NASCAR. We've got all that and more as we continue. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us.
Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105. Do you love Southeastern College football? If so, we've got the show for you. It's College Football Radio, presented by Medicare Misty on Rock 105 and 103.7 KISS FM. SEC at its best. Join us each Saturday morning at 9 a.m. on Rock 105 and 103.7 KISS FM. Nothing but the best in SEC football talk and information. That's College Football Radio, presented by Medicare Misty on Rock 105 and 103.7 KISS FM. Production from the Whitfield Media Group.
Listen up, Chattanooga. Mandy Livingston, General Manager for Optimize You. Have you been feeling like you aren't the man or woman you used to be? Have you been told it's normal and comes with age? Well, I'm here to put that talk to rest. At Optimize You, we are a hormone replacement center that specializes in both men and women's hormones. We believe that normal is not optimal. Find us online at OptimizeYouCenters.com.
NASCAR is cranking up, and Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr will get you right in the middle of it. Tune in Mondays at 6 p.m. for Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105, a production of Whitfield Media Group.
Join Ed Jones and Clint Powell each Sunday morning at 9 a.m. for Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake. It's a radio show about living a healthy life, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalafin Road and I-75.
Love some fresh Mexican food? Do you like to eat healthy? I've got the place for you. Check out Dos Bros Fresh Mexican Grill. They offer tacos, healthy bowls, burritos, nachos, salads, and quesadillas. They're located at 2396 Lifestyle Way, Chattanooga, right behind the Embassy Suites at Hamilton Place. If you're a student and need a job while in school, Dos Bros is now hiring and offering a sign-on bonus. See store for details.
Buckle up and hang on with Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield, Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Welcome back to the program. It's Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 105. Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr getting you ready, up to speed, NASCAR pun, for the Bristol night race coming up this Saturday night under the lights at Bristol, the third race in the round of 12, the opening round of the NASCAR playoffs.
All right, let's get into our news in the world of NASCAR. And Casey, I came across this story from Sports Media Watch, and it's titled, Why Do NASCAR Races Start Later in the Day? Have you ever wondered that? You remember some years ago, all the races always started at 1 o'clock.
Well, that's when the NFL games start, but it seems like they start at, if we're in the West Coast, they start at like 3.
Mm-hmm.
So earliest you'll get is maybe a noon and everything else at 3. But it, now the story I was told is it gives you a chance to get home from church.
Well, I remember that,
and
that
NASCAR,
was,
my God, love, you know, NASCAR people love their Jesus.
Yeah, and I remember for DVRs, that was always a challenge. Was to get home and to after church to go eat and then get back home in time to, you know, not have the race so far ahead into the race.
That's why NASCAR never raced on Mother's Day, because the drivers need to get home and say they mama.
Yeah. Well, it is a balancing act. It's a balancing act because they have to accommodate the teams, the drivers, the sponsors, the media partners, and so on. And then those that are actually in attendance, as well as those watching on television. The impact of an earlier start on television audience is not trivial. For every hour a race is moved back, NASCAR estimates a 5% viewership hit. If you look at it purely from the data perspective, you're averaging 3 million viewers per event. That's 10% from 3 p.m. to 1 p.m. is about 300,000 viewers, just broadly speaking. A recent example is the annual Cup Series race from Indianapolis Motor Speedway, which gained about 500,000 viewers after moving from 1 p.m. Eastern start time in 2021 to a 2:30 p.m. start in 2022. If the overreaching goal is to drive fan interest in the sport and make sure there's as many people that are paying attention to the sport as possible, trying to get those 300,000 extra viewers on a typical Sunday is important. Sometimes NASCAR media partners will prefer an earlier start to accommodate with their properties. For example, a 2 p.m. start for Talladega in October to ensure the NBC affiliates are able to broadcast their nightly 6 o'clock newscasts. For the most part, however, the trend is toward later start times due to the impact of viewership. NASCAR notes, don't expect that to change with the addition of TNT and Amazon Prime next year. Those networks like to see numbers, and NASCAR does as well. So they expect those networks are going to be after drawing the biggest audience possible. Fascinating behind the scenes, talking more about the business of NASCAR.
So they lose viewership the later they go.
No, if they start earlier. If they start later, they
get the later the better. But you got to get down by the news.
Well, it's they try, the networks try to get done before the 6 o'clock or 6:30 newscast. But oftentimes, especially during football season, you'll see where they'll go right from a NASCAR race right into the pregame show at 7 for Sunday Night Football on NBC.
You know,
if it's on NBC.
I wonder, and you think about broadcast time, Sean, everything else in media has changed. And like we were talking about DVR earlier and with streaming and all that, it really should be geared about what's best for the people that are actually going to the event, what time's best for them, because the actual broadcast, it almost doesn't matter anymore. It does not matter when something's being broadcast because I, the viewer, am going to digest it whenever I want to. Like, I like watching stuff live, but if it goes on at 3, nowadays with our technology, if it's broadcast at 3, I'm a guy that's got to be watching at 3. But you may go, you know what, I've got this to do, this to do, this to do. I'll record it. So what's it matter if it's 1 or 3? They're not losing you anyway. They're gaining you for DVR. So it is weird. You know, I feel like broadcast times are one of those, you have to set a time, I guess, just because it's everything runs on the clock. But it shouldn't matter as much anymore. And how are we capturing all these streaming / DVR / this number? You know,
well, I would think too, as a race fan, you're getting up early anyway. You want to get to the track extra early anyway. So the race starting at 1 o'clock is going to be better for you for several reasons. One,
get home. Yeah.
It's going to get the day started a little bit earlier as far as what you came there for. And then two, you're going to be able to get home at a decent time, especially if you're somebody that's got to drive a couple hours, 3 hours from wherever you, wherever the track is to your home. You got to fight the traffic. Oftentimes, you may want to stop before you get too far away, grab some dinner somewhere. And, you know, you've had a long day. You're not interested in dragging in at midnight or after, especially if you've got to get up early the next morning and go to work. Or if you've gone as a family, you got to get your kids in school.
So a guy that works for us by the name, I say guy, you know, I call him a boy, but he's 25. His name's Tyler Bloom. He works for us at Quality Fence, and his younger sister just started a graduate program at Florida State. So Friday, when we were done, when the office closed at 4:30 on Friday, he hopped in his car, drove to Tallahassee, Florida, went to the football game and all that on Saturday, then woke up or hung out with his sister, drove back on Sunday, got home at 11:30, and then showed up for work today at 8:30 in the morning. And I'm laughing like, oh, it must be nice to be young again. Because there is no way that sounds like fun anymore, nor is that something I could do. Drive all night, all day to get in at 11:30 and then show up the next morning and get going. But that's, and think about it, you do that with kids, or you do, you know, it is a huge investment, and it's weird that you cater things around TV when people can watch it anytime now.
Or you've tried to make it an entire NASCAR weekend. The Xfinity Series is on Saturday, so you're going to go in and you're going to be there for all weekend. I mean, that's some long days, and
man,
you're just like dragging on Monday.
I hate it. I think I've gotten to the point, Sean, and there's somebody coming to town. I saw a concert, and I was like, oh man, that looks like fun. And it was a Thursday night, and I'm like, ooh, I can't do I can't go enjoy myself on a Thursday and then expect to be productive on Friday. That's terrible. But I guess that's where we're at.
Welcome to adult life.
It's tough, man.
Yeah.
Does Optimize You have anything for that?
They can help you with all that.
Do they offer those IVs that make you feel better?
Yes.
After you've been out for a really long night.
Yeah. So after this weekend, you probably need to schedule an appointment.
You know what? I may need to do. What time do they open Monday morning?
After, with the fact Mrs. Orr is gone all weekend and you are going to be bacheloring it.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, you ain't going to be worth a crap on Monday.
Oh, no.
You know, you've taken off work Friday. You might as well just go ahead and take off work Monday because you're going to need all day Monday.
I may need just half day Monday. You know, I'll just do half day.
Yeah.
I'll take Evelyn to school.
Yeah.
I'll go get my IV fluids from
Well, just do like I do. Don't even start till noon on Monday. You accuse me of that all the time.
I mean, you get up at the crack of noon, but I've got to get my daughter to school.
Oh, my goodness. Hey, another piece of news in the world of NASCAR is the fact that Todd Dillon is returning to the Cup Series in 2025. He has signed a deal with Colleg Racing. Colleg Racing will return to the Cup Series with Todd Dillon, and they made the announcement not long ago that AJ Allmendinger will be in the car. So Dillon currently competes full-time in the Truck Series, so he will be returning to Cup.
You think Ty Dillon ever goes to his grandpa and is just like, why do you love me less?
You know, that's a good point.
Why?
You know,
because it's not like old Austin's just toting trophies around.
Yeah, and
it's like, bro, give me a year.
And Grandpa Richard Childress he's never really given no Ty a break.
Yeah, Ty must have done something bad when
he was
a kid. I was
going to say, or maybe he's adopted.
He must have thrown his war medals off the bridge.
He's a step-grandson or adopted or something.
I don't know. That's interesting.
Yeah. You know,
maybe he'll write a tell-all book one of these days. The unloved grandson.
Can't you see walking into the garage and seeing your granddad and says, you know, hey, granddad, you know, my brother, he ain't worth a crap. You know? Why don't you put me in that car? I could show you how to drive that thing.
How many comments would you just throw out all the time? Like,
yeah.
Great race, Austin. I bet I couldn't finish 26th in that car. How do you do it?
Well, any final words before we go today, sir?
Have a wonderful week. Enjoy the weather. And let's get back here Monday and talk Bristol.
That's right. Bristol Motor Speedway racing Saturday night under the lights. You can catch that on the USA Network. Or on PRN Radio. And if you miss all of that because you're busy watching football, no worries. Join us back here next Monday, 6 o'clock, right here on Rock 105 for Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You. Also, too, if you've missed any portion of today's broadcast or you want to catch a previous episode that you missed, just go to your favorite podcast platform and search racingtalkradio.com. Or excuse me, I've messed that up again. Racing Talk Radio Download. That's Racing Talk Radio Download. However, you can go to racingtalkradio.com, click on past shows, and find us there as well for your past episode. All right, that's going to do it for us. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield, and thank you for listening.
This has been the fastest hour in radio. Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105, your home for NASCAR. Join Casey Orr and Sean Woodfield each Monday at 6 p.m. on Rock 105. Check out our website and for past shows, racingtalkradio.com. This has been a production of the Whitfield Media Group.